It is review with no game to go at, but we are going to have a little look at Arne Slot's Liverpool going forward. We are approaching the end of the 24-25 season, and we want to have a little browse at what may be in store for Liverpool over the summer and going into next season, and maybe what some of the numbers are telling us. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers. Sean, welcome back. I feel like I haven't done one of these for ages. Let's start with Liverpool's performance this season, what the numbers are telling us, what the numbers are telling us in an overt sense and maybe underlying. I think probably set-piece XG for Liverpool is an issue when you look at their attacking numbers. Shots XG, counter-attacking, high-pressing chances, all close to the 100 percentile. And we've known without even looking at the data that set-piece XG has been an issue, and it's something that well, they might not feel like they have to improve on, but it's definitely be an area where they can improve on if they want to. I think also counter-attacking shots is worth keeping an eye on. They are 0.9 in the Premier League per 90 and 1.10 per 90 in the Champions League. So that's maybe something to keep an eye on. All of this is massively contextualised by what we'll go on to talk about, which is where they might want to strengthen, who's going to go out the door, what we think Slot wants, what a stylistic fit might be. But in terms of the performance and analysing the performance this season going into next, they'll be pretty happy, won't they?
Yeah, I think they'll be delighted. I prefer the eye test and then look at the data, but I'm going to reverse that, especially on the back of the numbers you've just given, Dan, and thank you for that. So, yes, coming into this season, I think the key thing was, are they going to be able to attack with the similar or better output and certainly similar underlying numbers to what they had last year without there being a consequence that your defensive numbers in certain areas either get worse or don't improve where you need them to? And then conversely, can you improve the defensive aspects without taking away from that attacking output and those attacking underlying numbers? And to a large extent, they've pretty much managed to do that. Last season, the eyes and the data look potentially were a little bit open sometimes, maybe open in transition. Counter-attacking shots, maybe shot quality being conceded, and the attacking numbers underlying were really, really good. But on the sort of eye test maybe from last season, it was maybe a little bit too rollercoastery at times through the season, where there's those performances against like Chelsea and Newcastle at Anfield, they can get quite quickly forgotten because you don't go on to win the league, but just phenomenal performances on the day. And then later in the season, you can almost have that feeling of, are we actually going to create a good chance today? Are we actually going to score a goal? And that happens with every team and every season and that kind of thing. But